On this day, 21 years ago, a great pain was inflicted upon America. The human condition is certainly very capable of pushing that time of pain into the back of our mind in an attempt to at least try to forget it. While that sounds like a way out from under that pain, means you're still carrying that pain. Not exactly a solution, is it? But God's love and His grace certainly are. You don't even need to dig at least too deep into His Word to learn that, especially if opening the Bible is, well, let's say, a rarity for you. Many know Psalm 23, but do you know with understanding what Psalm 23 is offering you? Let's just look at, well, not even the whole Psalm, just the first four verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For His name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. God is with us to restore us when evil takes place around us, even within us. Psalm 23 makes it crystal clear that there is evil in the world. That's the work of Satan, of course. But just like with any bully, Satan can only succeed when we show a fear of him. And with God, we have no reason to fear any evil. And there's no expiration date when it comes to any promise from God. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Might sound totally crazy, but times of trouble can bring about a positive outcome when it comes to our battle against evil in the world. Staying in Romans, let's go back to Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." The reality is we're not on some sort of uncharted path filled with mystery. Someone has shown the way for us to follow and what we need to be ready for. And that's Jesus, who said in John chapter 16, verse 33, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus reconfirmed an important truth for us to always carry. We find that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." When evil takes place, Satan hopes. He is hoping that you shut yourself into a narrow, closed space, eliminating as much of what's around you as possible. Why? That makes you easy prey for him. Easy prey for his temptations. Easy prey for his lies. We have a promise from God that no matter what happens to us or with us, when we hold on tightly to faith and His Word, we will endure, overcome, and receive. That's what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, isn't that alternative a much more joyful option?